Planning principle, we take also into consideration basic concept of corporate planning elaborated. Namely, now in the basic planning, these are explained here. What are they? Vision and mission. Vision is something that is come up with any good corporate, any good multinational company. What are you visualizing? And what's your mission? What do you want to do? How would you like to achieve that? That's why many corporates, many businesses, many multinational companies, they use this as their goal and put it for their consumer to understand. This is our mission. And this is our goal, or this is our vision. How do we visualize things happening? The vision for India, for example, that's what is put by politically by our prime minister. We want to make India as 5 trillion economy. That's the vision. And how that goal is set up, what are we going to do? How we are going to become a 5 trillion economy? So just an example. Objectives and functions. How will you put this objective into functionality? How would it start working for you? These are the basic principles. Also, market environment overview. You are within the market, though you study about the market segmentation, all compiled, but how is marketing environment? Is there inflation? Very recently, Reserve Bank of India announced increase in the rate to control the inflation. The strategy that Reserve Bank of India has to take, how to keep inflation down. So they increase the rate so that not more people will go for fund, and no much fund coming into economy, ultimately it has giving more buying power and so on. So market environment has to be always kept into the mindset for putting up any strategic planning as a principle. Outline of the strategy, what basically the strategy is focusing on, how would you define it, what is the framework of the strategy, and plan of implementation. A destination like Croatia from Central and Eastern Europe side, they entered India to get the market share for ongoing Indian travelers to international market. What the strategy they did it, they took Shah Rukh Khan to have a movie shot there by the title Fan. That was shot. And their focus was what? To show their landscape, to show their country, so that Indian tourists who love to watch movies and travel abroad by looking at a specific movie. So that was their plan of implementation. Many countries did it. Few got great success. Like after Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge, the plan of implementation as a strategic plan was allow Indian film producers to shoot in Switzerland. And what then happened? Practically for high-end travelers, niche traveler, Switzerland became a household name. One of the strategies this country decided, they picked up film celebrities and gave them the title of ambassadors. So later, Yash Chopra and Shah Rukh Khan were the brand ambassador for Switzerland. And that was their vision and mission to get more number of tourists. And of course, that worked in that time era because we had a strong economy. Then after that, it slowed down because everything became quite expensive. The travel to Switzerland would, that time was costing anything from 2 to 2.5 lakh rupees. Now it is exceeding 6 or 7 lakh rupees, which is too much. Okay, so all these were the principles of strategic planning. Now we come to marketing strategies. In the mainstay of planning of the business, revenue in future. Yeah, any marketing strategy with a strategic planning that you put up that would bring in revenue. Identification of marketing segment, which is the market segment. What this market is consisting of. Like in Europe, for example, there are a huge number of solo or a single traveler. There are a whole lot of people who are live-in couples. They are two friends. They are not into the typical wedlock that we see. And this trend is happening within India as well. A lot of couples who live just together, they are not into wedlock. But that's not the criteria here. What I'm focusing is that all these market segments, if you address, then you identify them. You need to put up a marketing strategy for all those segmentation. Products and related activities step required to achieve desired objective. So if you're offering that product to a specific market segment, the focus is you will get business from them, increase your profit, increase your presence, and achieve your mission. Aims to get business revenue and market share against competitor, as well as ensure customer satisfaction. So if every business operator, corporate, multinational company, always want to take the bigger share of the business pie from what business is available in that market. So if airline, like Air India, took 35% of the market share for Mumbai-Dubai flight, just an example, Emirates would see that, no, that 35, why should we not get out of that 35 another 5? So they are, if at 40% of the market share, they would go from 40 to 45. And this is what competitors do. See, the success story of anything is to get good market share when you are in the market with the competition around. That can only happen with marketing strategies, specific strategic planning. So Emirates Airline, not a national carrier of India, they put up various element of marketing strategy to get the major share, more revenues. Aim to get business revenue and market share against competitor, as well as customer satisfaction. You get major share for once, maybe for a month, but you can, if you don't satisfy your customers in delivering the product that you have assured, delivering as what you are strategically planned, then forget it. The customer satisfaction not met with, you lose the customer. So key parts of marketing strategy, goals and objectives to be set, where you take on the attention on branding, image creation, and positioning. So branding plays a role. We have seen in the previous chapters, branding is awareness. People identify some product by just its brand, by just its image that has been created. Incredible India, which means the brand is for India's tourism. God's own country, nowhere mentioned anything with regards to travel or Kerala. But the moment this image, the brand is announced, you know we are talking of Kerala and so on. So that is the goal and objective, a key part in marketing strategy. Utilize as much as possible by creating a brand and image. Why the celebrities are picked up for marketing specific product? Because they know they have a brand of their own. So if Shah Rukh Khan endorses a product, they know that yes, he's a brand ambassador for this product and so other, so on. So costing for the entire activities, the budget also is very important. Without budget, you cannot go into a strategy, be it a marketing strategy or a sales strategy. You need to have sufficient funds and a good budget because it takes longer time. And monitoring and control by having a review and evaluation. That step goes every time. When a strategy is put, if there is no evaluation and reviewing, you are just going in a blind direction. You are not taking account of your success stories, what you have achieved. Did you meet your goal? Did you meet your mission? Or are you able to achieve it? Or you need to shelve your strategy? Because things change. further on the goals and objectives of marketing strategy, position in select market segment defined in the terms of business interest, target segment, revenue size, range of product, and the market share. What amount of investment that has been put into putting up a marketing strategy, are you able to reap the fruit of that? Which type of market segment you have addressed? What type of intern ROI, return on investment, is coming for that budget that you have allocated? Or otherwise, you are wasting your budget and your funds. Very simple to understand that. So corporate vision and leadership, anything coming out from big corporate house, you know that it's a Tata brand. When Air India took over by Tata, you know that it is in the good hand of Tata Group. They have leadership and success stories known to the consumer, the businesses, that yes, the name brings success. They know they have vision, they have approach, and they would make it happen. And that's why Air India was taken as the best bidder to take over the ownership of Air India from government ownership. Branding again, and image creation, positioning, creating the company's image. People look at a company and they know what is linked to that. You don't have to say that if you are going to a specific destination, you don't question, will I be able to swim if I'm going to Maldives? But yes, you may question, is there a sea near Rajasthan? No. So the brand has to be created. Rajasthan is brought as a brand, not for the beaches, coastal areas, because they don't have it. They have other areas to identify to create that brand, okay? So creating a company's image, understanding of the customers and retailers' perception about the company and its product. We do have a mindset. Many of us are in the habit of having a perception unless and until you start seeing their strategies and implementation. You do have a perception. Like many a time, if you talk to a foreigner who is not a well-read person, he would have a perception about India. And that mindset is totally opposite, and it changes when he or she visits India. We are no more the country of snake charmer. We are not the country where people go on bicycle only. We are the owners of good number of vehicles, much more around the world than any other country has, and so on. So that traditional perception, the country of, old era that we were, that was there, is gone. So creating a brand image, company's image, is very important. That's why good corporate and multinational company look into their brand awareness and image creation in all the elements of that company's presence, be it is the decor of an office, location of an office, including the grooming of their staff, is adding to their image. These are all components of it. These are the key part. And obviously, we are talking of marketing strategies. So in that context, we were talking about brand and image creation. Understanding of the customers and retailers' perception and their values, what they perceive. I spoke a little bit on to explain what perception actually is. Identify that. And selection of corporate image and branding to be ahead of the competition. Yes, if this is a brand launched by X or Y corporate, they will be having a good vision, they have good funds to invest, they have bigger budget, and they would put up a product that is a successful and accepted product. Right? Planning the strategy and ways of executing the same is the key part. What is required in terms of a product? Funding the capital to achieve the design goal and object. Now, this is where the think tank the finance team put their head together. Where is the seed capital going to come in? Are you going to raise fund through share capital? Is the CEO who would be holding major share, because this is the brainchild strategy has been adopted by him or her, how much will be the seed capital, how much you would need as a debenture so that your liabilities is to the debenture holder and not, what share capital are you going to raise? All these, what terms of product will that be? Okay, so that is a strategy about executing the same marketing strategy. Funding the capital to achieve the desired goal. Few projects need millions of dollars to achieve. Manufacturing of aircraft is something where huge funds are there. That's why those companies have great earning. Aircraft are not by many airlines directly. A consortium of banks would finance that, and many a time the aircraft would come on lease. They don't buy. So you need funds for all that. And then, of course, costing for the entire activities, the budget, types of resources. You need to have strength, because resources are your strength. Different type of resources, human resources, capital required to achieve desired goal and objectives. Someone trying to set up an airline would not work in some small fund of some million dollars. No, you need a lot of funding to start, because some initial setting up costs would be required. For that, you need budget and funds. So how the capital would be raised? Would you be borrowing it from financial institution? Would you have your own seed capital? Would the fund be raised? Is it a particular corporate's additional business? Like Kingfisher of Vijay Mallya had their distillery plant at U Breweries, and then they started their line. They had their own alcoholic brand, which are still ongoing. So yes, various type of resources. What is your strength? Some are strong in certain markets, not very strong. So what? How you are going to get your resources sorted out in the market where your corporate and marketing strategy won't work? How would you support that? That's a key part to be looked in. Capital required. I've spoken, keep fund available. You cannot just, what is the working capital required? How much is the cash flow required? How much is the money that you would be paying to your debtors and creditors and so on? What are overhead? What are recurring nature, fixed and nature expenses for which you need fund? All these are strategies and part of marketing strategies. Remember that. It is a wide topic that we need to understand before we implement. And then monitoring and controlling again comes in, because without monitoring, no strategy, be it marketing or planning strategy, could be called as a successful strategy. Short-term strategies, a subset of long-term, I told you. Sometimes short-term strategies are put to test for a long-term policy strategy that's kept on hold by testing the short-term strategy. If the short-term strategy is successful, like we say, if it sees success, then bingo, you are putting the same with modification, changes, addition in that short-term strategy to make it a long-term strategy. I'll give you an example. Emirates Airline, when they entered aviation business, they had no aircraft. They took two aircraft only from an airline and started operating. But they had the vision, the ruler family had a vision, their CEO had the vision, and the DGCA had vision. All of this put together just started operating as a short-term strategy of running between certain cities with two aircrafts only. Now you see where Emirates is. With the vision, they now have more than 150 aircraft. Some of them are grounded because of the COVID, especially the wide body aircraft like Airbus 380, because so many revenue generating units are not giving them profit. So short-term strategy is sometimes a test for putting up a long-term strategy. A subset of long-term marketing strategy is specific to select market segment, provides information about the operation. So the select market was the 2 or 3 or 5 routes that they were operating, Emirates. For that, they needed only 2 aircraft, which they didn't buy. They took it on lease. It was all test, short-term strategy. But they knew that they have focus, they have vision, they have decision-making authority. They knew how we will be achieving. So aspect of marketing activity and its key parts are same thing, objectives and target, marketing mix and budget, action plan, and monitoring and control. All these are common component and key part in the short-term marketing strategy. You market for certain short-term period, taking into what your objectives are. You are going to cater to labor traffic. So for that, like low-cost carrier operating out of Kuala Lumpur, I would name it Salam Air, for example, is targeting the labor traffic. They are not targeting the high-end business traveler who is looking for service quality and different type of aircraft. So what is your objective and target? What is your marketing mix and budget? Budget, we know that budgets are required. Action plan and monitoring. From small short-term strategy, you can go into a big business. And of course, competitive marketing strategy formulation. The strategy is based on business vertical analysis and strategic business unit, SBUs. Now, vertical analysis is quite very important step that goes through. Analyzing, vertical analyzing. And then different vertical have to be analyzed in a different perspective and different approach. And of course, product market growth models. You pick up something which has become success in some market. Those are guidelines. Those who are a growth model success story that can be picked up. May not be a good example, but I can say the Bollywood pick up movies from South, Telugu, Tamil, because they have been successful. They pick up those, they make local artists, Hindi artists to perform in that movie, and the version turns into a shooting or a film for Hindi-speaking populace, which has a major market in comparison. So here, product market growth models, you take a product that has been successful and pick that up. So formulation of competitive marketing strategy, verticals we have seen into our SBUs, identification of appropriate strategic business unit based upon internal capabilities such as knowledge and core competency. I give the example of Tata Group. They are into business for X number of years from the time era of Jamshedji Tata. The Tata Group has this strategy, success stories, and they have the knowledge and core of doing business. So what they do, they use their knowledge, their success stories, and their competency as the key element in putting up new businesses, joining new businesses, bringing in marketing strategies for success stories. And competitive analysis is obviously a must. Financial analysis, what is your strength? You would like 50 crore rupees to put up a project, whereas your funding could reach only 30 crores. How are you going to them? Are you able to take that big risk of getting 30 crores and putting it into right business? That vision works. Okay. And market assessment in terms of size, So product that you are going to launch, will the market accept it? Say for example, cotton mills. Once upon a time, every single person was wearing cotton. Maybe 50 years from now, 50 years back. But now, nobody willingly wear cotton as a normal outfit. Maybe for your undergarment, maybe your handkerchief, maybe your bed linen, all this could be cotton. Otherwise, cotton is already gone. So what has happened? You need to have the market assessment. Somebody setting up a cotton mill will be a foolish idea. Because, or you create so much of awareness that people come back to cotton once again, which is very much unlikely. And then when you do a market assessment, you look about the size, growth, prospect, and trend. You see, when any international brand come to India, what they focus on are 450 million middle class group. What they would need, imagine out of this 450 million Indian middle class, even if 1% of them uses Pepsi, then you have 4 million people drinking Pepsi on a single day. Roughly, I calculated. So that is market assessment. And continuous review of strategic business unit, monitoring, evaluation to achieve desired performances. Product market growth model, I gave example from a movie. Based on NSOF model, product market growth strategies could have four basic options. Market penetration, how you would like to approach the market, how would you enter the market, what will be your strategies in penetrating the market, creating more awareness for your product, how you can develop a product in specific market penetration, and not only product but market development. Incredible India gets tourists, they have the statistic and data available, where they know the tourists from so-and-so country come to more. Oh, this country is very close to the from where we get more tourists. So they enter that new market and work on to development of that market. And diversification of business activity, which is very common thing, especially people having market knowledge and core of doing business, move and diversify. Yes, the Ambani Group was basically a petrochemical business, but now use. Now you see them into any business. They are into corporate, they are into consumer goods, they are into electronic, petrochemical, to name few of them. So, dear student, we are moving forward with the competitive marketing strategy formulation. To try to understand market penetration, what we mean by market penetration is with existing product mix, putting products for different segment, different type of brand, upmarket, middle market, all these marketing mix. Any expansion above existing market resulting in the increased penetration. So if you put up a product mix, one to meet high end, one to meet middle income group, one for low budget people, if you put a marketing mix with your product, then definitely expansion in market penetration with the expansion has to be focused with this formulation. So one has to put a strategy and a formulation in accordance with this setup of market penetration, because many a time you need to bring a product mix, a product that would suit to different pockets, different segment. That's what product mix means. And relatively low risk strategy. And this is one thing which many businesses put into, because low risk means not much of, if no success, then not much of a risk involved into it. A low risk. We look at the competitive marketing strategy formulation, in how does that competitive marketing strategy we formulate. So product development is also one element that will help in marketing strategy. inclusion of more products to existing mix. Always companies go. Say, for example, Amul. Amul has a wide range of dairy product. Initially, they started with normal milk. But now they have gone anything produced as a milk being the source. They have gone into ice cream. They have gone into cheese. They have gone into buttermilk, pure milk, skim milk, all that. These are different market mix that is put into a market. So likewise, a new product development, a new taste, new product that comes into formulation to get a better result. Knowledge and competitiveness with existing segment will be a valuable platform for expansion. So those who are into the business know and have the knowledge of the market. So they work very well in the segment which wherein they would like to put in another market, a new product which they can develop. Say, for example, people have tested the ice cream from Amul. Now they would like to bring in a new taste. So that would be a new product development from the range of dairy product of ice cream. And market development. If you develop a product, if you expand the market and you would like to put a competitive marketing strategy, then you need to develop your market also. With the existing market, if your products are new, then you need to have a new market which you need to develop. Modified version of product development concept aimed at capturing new market. Every growing business, every focused visionary business houses, corporate, look at the market development to get. And we were seeing that risk in new market development should always be low risk, because you never know, the product is new, has not been launched, you have not tested the water, you did not understand what it be requiring. Example, an airline launching new routes. By their market research, they need, yes, this will work. But suddenly, the airline goes into political problem. The route which they are going to operate is being, it has been banned by another country. So then it's a risk. You will need to call off the flight that you were operating because the relationship did not improve, rather it deteriorated. As a result, you have no development coming in. So modified version of the product should be kept. Diversification, which many business houses do, they diversify. Businesses are going outside of their existing business, taking up new business activity in a new market sector. And again, relatively a high risk exists there. If you diversify, totally new product is launched, you don't know, it's a high risk. You try to bring in by formulating a policy and marketing strategy, but the product fails, that's a very high risk. Because you would have invested not only in strategic planning, but you have invested by bringing in more funds for that. Like many times we saw when Suzuki was initially launched, it flopped. Tata's Nano car. It was designed to meet a common man, but it didn't work. It was not accepted. Product diversification was done by them, but was a high risk involvement. And you see, what's the status of Nano car? There are no willingness among end user to buy Nano car. So these were various studies that we were doing. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening to me. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm sure you would have enjoyed listening to me. Thank you.